Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go to our Friday regulars. They're banging the door down about being back at Rose Hill. Simon Dinopoulos, Racing and Sports. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. I'm looking forward to... nothing been fantastic, Hawkesbury and Scone, but Rose Hill's something new too.
Yeah, it's a belter of a meeting, Andrew. I can guarantee we are going to run over time tomorrow morning. It's a deep meeting.
That won't be happening.
That's the good thing of the weekend. Deep meeting.
Hang on a sec. I saw a little go at me too on Twitter. You know, you're not just keeping it to air. You're having a go at me everywhere now about running on time.
Well, you know, it's good though, Andrew. You like to keep us on a straight and narrow. Me and Munsey lose the plot every now and then. So, you know, it's good to, you're the captain of the ship and you steer us in the right direction.
It was amazing last week. We had eight races and we still battled with time there at Scone. But it's a good little hour, that one. Brad Gray's joining us from Racing New South Wales. Have you got the same confidence about tomorrow, Brad?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. I think so. I think it's a pretty good punting card. I think there's going to be a few punters out there that disagree on certain races because there's a lot of races where it's quite tricky. But I think if we find a couple, and it's one of those meetings where if we find a couple at a bit of odds, we're certainly away. So fingers crossed we can do that.
All right. Well, Brad, you're going to be away. You're going to start straight in the first at 11:30.
Yeah, I'm very keen on this two-year-old race, and I think it's because of Espanola's price. $7, I think, is very appealing. I'd be very surprised if it jumped that come tomorrow. Even in the morning, I think it'll triumph a little bit. Now, this horse resumed a gelding at Wagga first up, and he was really dominant. What I loved about the win was the acceleration he showed from the 4 to the 2, and within the space of a couple of 100 metres, once he did see daylight, he was off and gone. He was still green at the finish too. Just wanted to wander about a little bit, and I know he's going to improve a stack from that, and I really like how this race sets up for him tomorrow. I think the favourite, Diamond Thunder, is very talented, but he's going to have to work a little bit early to get across because I doubt Rachel King on Freaky Freckles hands up the inside without a fight there. So I think he'll spend a little bit of petrol. It might leave him susceptible late for Espanola to be within striking distance and run home over the top. Drawn a soft draw, small field. I think he's going to be within striking distance. And you go back to his form in the autumn, he wasn't far away from Time to Rain and Jonah at Rose Hill. And as we know, those two mixed it with the best of our youngsters. So as I say, I'd be surprised if he started $7 come jump. So I'm happy to play race one, number two.
Espanola currently, as you say, $7. The TAB Early Bird Specials, the new time on a Friday between 5 and 8, looking at Rose Hill as well as Doomben, Morfordville and Flemington. So between 5 and 8 for the Early Bird Specials. Now, becomes rather boring here for the next few races. Simon, what about you in race 5?
Yeah, with the Kimmore Train, Oxford Tycoon, Andrew, I think he's a really promising colt. We saw him very impressive breaking his maiden at Wyong last time in and then was sent around the equal favourite in the Rosebud there behind Sandbar. He pulled up lame, finished at the tail of the field, clearly didn't run his race and was immediately put away. Resumes off a lengthy break, 280 days, but he's given the two trials in the lead up, really found the line nicely in his first trial and then was just clicked up and too good at Newcastle there over the 900, a really nice piece of work. Looked in good order for his return, and when you consider he started 380 in that Rosebud and then you're getting $7 each way odds about him on Saturday in a benchmark 74 race, I think he's extremely well placed. Looks to get a lovely run from that inside draw for Jay Ford. Shouldn't be too far off them, and I think he's a horse that can progress on to better company this time in. Takes on a few also progressive horses in the race, but on that form and on that SP, expect him to be very hard to beat. Race 5, number 4, Oxford Tycoon.
Come on, Brad.
Yeah, we've actually agreed on this horse. I thought coming on today, Oxford Tycoon would be 1,000,000 to 1 for us both to find it. But here we are. I agree. I think he's a horse that's got so much promise and so much upside still. I've been waiting for him to return. Both of his trials were very strong. And as Simon touched on, that SP in a very deep race there where he actually was equal favourite with Plaguestone in the Rosebud, suggested he's got a stack of ability. I know he's only won a Wyong maiden, but he did that really impressively. He sat wide, no cover, first up there, ran good time for that particular day. So, as I say, I'm looking forward to seeing this bloke come back. $7, I noticed that they did put up $10 tab and that was knocked off straight away. No surprise to see him trim up a little bit shorter than the $7. I hope he does because that suggests he's ready to win. And as Simon also touched on, the gate is a big factor here because there is good speed in the race, but Jay Ford's got a couple of options there drawn too. He can just take a sit in behind these and then hopefully get a split late and be winning before going on to bigger and better things. So I agree. That's race 5, number 4, Oxford Tycoon.
Righto, so $7 right now before the early birds is Oxford Tycoon. Both the boys liking it. We had Cathy O'Hara on the program a little while ago, Simon, and you like Grey Lion tomorrow.
Yeah, I think this horse is just the definition of airborne. He's for his new stable, Matthew Smith, this time in. And he was good first up in the Doncaster Prelude and then just bolted in at Randwick over the 2,000 metres there. It's a very impressive performance. Obviously, the question mark is the SP, 40-1 there, but I think seeing is believing, and the clock certainly backed up the strength of his performance. He's been kept fresh, 28 days between runs, and a nice trial under Cathy O'Hara there, over 1,200 metres. I just think this horse is flying, and want to be with him again. I know he's a 7-year-old, and off a big SP, and then you're taking a lot shorter price on the weekend, currently favourite, but I think you got to stick with him. I think Live and Free is the danger down in the weights. Should be at his top third up 2,000. But on that win from Grey Lion last start, I think he's going to be extremely hard to beat. If he holds his form, he'll no doubt be in the finish. So race 7, number 5, Grey Lion.
Yeah, currently at $4.60 with Tab. That's Grey Lion, race 7, number 5. Have you got a thought in the Lord Mayor's? Not one of your best, Brad, but you've obviously looked at the race.
Yeah, I have. I'm with Grey Lion as well. I agree, this horse looks to be flying at the moment. If he shows that same acceleration as he showed their first up, I know it was a slowly run race and he was entitled to dash home like he did, but his last 600 metres was 3.5 lengths quicker than anything else in the race. So, yeah, you've got to factor in that he did SP at $41, but that's probably the reason why you're getting $5 and not $3.50. So if you're happy to take that gamble, all the ducks look to be aligned for him to run a very similar race. As Cathy said this morning, this lovely trial, kept nice and fresh, and if he sprints like that, I think he'll win again.
Righto, so $4.60 there. And if you think they came together there with Oxford Tycoon, we come to race 8. And Brad, which one do you go for?
I'm with Deprive here. He's a very talented horse and similar boat to Oxford Tycoon. I think he's a really progressive animal and he'll eventually land himself in a couple of group races in not too long. The map does make me a little bit nervous for this horse, Deprive, but he is the best horse in the race. He'll need the brakes to fall his way. He's drawn inside, and I've got him tucked away on the fence there. But if he does get the splits, I think he'll make it 3 on the trot. And as I say, earn a crack at better races this time in. I imagine there is some kind of path plotted out for him for a race up in Queensland somewhere. Two back, he beat Miss Turak Fly, Mr. Songman, and Military Zone at Randwick. Now, that's a really hot benchmark 76. He then gapped his rivals over 1,200 metres at Randwick and have to be impressed with the way he's tried. He looks to be flying. This is a deep field, I've got no doubt about that, and I do have plenty of respect for News Fan in particular, but there's just so much upside to Deprive, and I think we can keep following him before he gets to those group races we spoke about. So that's race 8, number 6.
Coming in, Simon.
Yeah, you sound disappointed, Andrew. We found all
Like a bit of aggro, but We can normally take it and think, well, hang on, we've got to be on these because both of the boys are on them.
Well, I thought Brad might be in News Fans camp. I think it is. It's a deep race, but I'd almost suggest they're clearly the two most talented in the race. And I wouldn't say it's a two-horse race, but I think one of them will certainly fight out the finish, if not win it. But yeah, with Deprive, the one knock for me, 260, I can see a bit, he's been wound in a bit. I think we will get better tomorrow. It is a deepish race, and to take that about a horse first up, that's my one concern. I think we will get a better price. I think anything around $3 or better, more than happy to charge in. As Brad touched on, we saw him really progress through the grades last time in, and he exploded when he got on a good track prior to a break. I don't think he was overly suited on a heavy track first up over the 1,000. Comes 1,200 here first up, gets the inside draw, I agree, Brad, is a bit tricky for him, but Glenn Schofield knows him well. He's won aboard in both attempts. Just needs clear air in the straight. I think he's going to be extremely hard to beat, and agree. I think he'll go to Brisbane and certainly measure up. Not sure to what level, but the sky looks to be, when he's only had the 7 starts for 4 wins, I think he can certainly be progressing onto those group races. So very interested to see how he lines up tomorrow and where they get to this preparation. So race 8, number 6, Deprive.
So currently at 260 with Tab before the early birds. I want to go back to Oxford Tycoon because back on Tuesday, I spoke to trainer Kim Waugh. These were her thoughts on Oxford Tycoon back on Tuesday.
Yeah, he's had just a little ligament at the back of the knee been bothering him, so he's had it quite a long time off. So we're just hoping it's very good at the moment and just hoping it doesn't come back. Those sort of little things can come back to bother him now and then, but touch wood, everything's good at the moment.
Okay, so that was Kim Waugh back on Tuesday regarding Oxford Tycoon. So Simon's 3 of 5, 4 Oxford Tycoon, 7-5 Grey Lion and 8-6 Deprive. And from Brad Gray, it's 1-2 Espanola at $7, 5-4 Oxford Tycoon and 8-6 Deprive. Good on you, Brad. Lots of info on the Racing New South Wales website.
Yep, no doubt. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Brad. Brad Gray there. And Simon, for that really enjoyable hour between 8 and 8.58, I'll chat to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, only way to start your Saturday, isn't it, Andrew?
It's the best way to start your Saturday with Racing HQ. Good on you, Simon. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Andrew. All the best.